Hey, Chloe, what's your favorite social media app?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's talk about it.
Politics, culture, faith, and so much more. This is Fact of Life with Chloe Noller and Mattingly Watson on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Back to Fact of Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are excited to start a new series with you guys about social media. Now, if you remember, if you've been following us for a long time, you will know that we did a little summer snippet on social media, and we kind of barely just touched the surface of what social media is, the effects it has. I know we talked about then, is social media good for us? That's the age-old question people are saying. Is social media good? Is it bad? What are we talking about? So, in this series, we're going to talk about, you know, where we're coming from with this series, why we're even talking about this. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, like, our focus for the series, and we're also going to talk about some of these researched aspects of social media. Mm-hmm. In the following episodes, we're going to dive into the facade of social media on an individual level. The next episode will be on an ideological level. And the last one, we'll have a special treat, interviewing a couple people who have some good insight on social media. That's what's coming up. Get excited. It's going to be great.
Yes, I think I'm especially excited about this topic because it so much pertains to our generation.
Absolutely.
Especially.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a new thing for our generation. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's MySpace and...
To be honest, like, I don't even know what that is. Is that like Facebook?
Yeah, it was Facebook like before Facebook. It was like pre-Facebook.
Even like, now Facebook, like, people are like, you're on Facebook?
What? I mean, like, Facebook now is where I go to, like, get the adult tea.
No, that's true.
Like, because I feel like you go to certain places to get different information.
It's
because
true.
Different generations post different things.
Yes.
Like, you just get so much more, like, raw information from Facebook because I feel like kind of like our parents' generation, which is more using Facebook.
They post, like, a lot of pictures. Like,
exactly.
Crazy pictures. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't, wow, that's mm-hmm. amazing. Thank you for sharing that with me. No, it's mm-hmm. it's true. And I think, you know, with more apps coming out, like TikTok and mm-hmm. Threads, I guess, is a thing of Instagram now.
I don't even know
what that is. Snapchat, like, there's so many platforms. Mm-hmm.
I feel like TikTok is probably the most recent one to just go mm-hmm. really viral.
Yes.
Like, there's a few that are pretty popular, but mm-hmm. that one is probably the most recent one to go really viral, and that's even been a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok is old now. It's mm-hmm. stayed around. I mean, there were things that came before it. Do you remember Musical.ly?
Like, I never had Musical.ly,
dude,
but I do
my
know
brother
what
and
you're
I made the
about.
Funniest Musical.lys. They were crazy.
Do you have them?
Not anymore.
Oh, I wish,
like,
I could see it.
I wish I could see them too. I should re-download it.
Yeah, I did not get social media until I was kind of a lot older than most people our age. I got Instagram first, and that was it. And that was, like, the spring of my sophomore year of high school. But that's also when COVID hit. It was 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I feel like that was, like, a main reason why I got it, because I wanted to know what my friends were doing. I wanted, you know, that was our primary mode of communication then.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is definitely one of, like, the pros of social media, especially mm-hmm. now being in college. I can see what my friends are doing back home, what they're doing at college, and I still feel, like, up to date with them, or, like, the people I'm, like, a camp counselor with, mm-hmm. Which I think, I don't know, I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I don't have to, like, constantly text, like, 20 people and be like, what are you doing today?
It's so true. Yeah. Yeah, I think I got Instagram, if, like, I scroll back here, I think I got it in 2018.
Yeah, we have our Instagram profiles pulled up right now.
That was, like, 6 years ago, which is crazy. I think mm-hmm. I was, like, 14, which is interesting. I don't know. I look back on that, and I'm pretty sure, I think my whole goal was I wanted to be, like, a long time ago, I wanted to be a fashion designer. Like, that was my thing.
She, like, made her own clothes.
I did.
And
so did Maddie Grace,
American
actually.
Girl, I did make my own clothes.
That's pretty
But
slim.
Chloe, like, made clothes for her American Girl dolls.
Yes. I had a blog. I was trying to be, like, you know, like, I was trying to be cool and, like, have a doll blog, right? And, like, have these cool things going on and, like, be cool. But, like, it never really went anywhere, so it just ended up, I had Instagram for, like, a long time. But for a long time, it was mostly just my dolls. Like, I'd post mm-hmm. stuff. And then it was, like, I'd post the stuff I've made, like, my fashion designs. Like, if you scroll back, guys, you scroll all my Instagram. I guess if you follow me, it's a private profile. But If you scroll all the way back, you can see some of those earliest designs, like my chicken wire dress.
Really?
Yeah. That's not what it sounds like. It was fabric with chicken wire on it.
Oh, I thought you like made a dress out of chicken
wire.
That'd
be a little weird.
Yeah, I will definitely be scrolling back to see all of that.
So anyways, like this is something that like we've all grown up with, you know, and our parents, I think, were caught kind of blindsided with all this stuff. Well, they might have known what Facebook is. They didn't really know what Instagram is. And they certainly don't have their heads around what Snapchat is. And Snapchat I've had for a long time. And Snapchat is kind of a scary place, actually, low key. I actually really don't enjoy Snapchat. I deleted it for years. But one of my brothers lives in Norway and my other brother lives in my hometown. And so that's literally why I have it. I primarily communicate with my brothers and like my best friend in California. And like, that's chilling. That's a great picture. She just found a great photo from way back when. Yeah, it's good stuff back there.
Well, I think Snapchat, like any social media, and I think each app has a little bit different. I think Snapchat is a little bit more easy to be toxic. Some are more easy to be toxic, some aren't. They all have their pros and cons. But I think each one, they all carry that temptation.
Yeah.
And I think it's about knowing your personal limits as well. Like, I've had to delete social media sometimes because it's been distracting. And like,
I don't have Instagram on my phone right now. Yeah. I have a lot going on and I don't need the distraction.
Exactly.
I don't need to think about it.
And I think part of that too goes into like the age, because there are a lot of real effects on your body. But like anything though, I think social media is probably the most dangerous one because, you know, we just got finished talking about the nuclear family the past couple of weeks and how your parents are guiding you and teaching you. And this really wasn't something they had a lot of experience with. You know, there wasn't all these different social media apps to do when they were teenagers. And so it's kind of like, how do you navigate this?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different fields that you have to navigate, you know, just in life, no matter what generation you're in. But this is definitely a big one for us, you know.
Yeah.
What age do you get a phone? What age do you get social media? Like, things like that.
Yeah. Well, and I think with anything that is kind of like it's a neutral thing. Like, nothing is neutral, truly. But, like, when it's something that, like, can be used for either good or bad, like, we need to take a step back and kind of look at, like, okay, where do we come from? As Christians, where should we come from on this position? And so I just want to pull up a couple verses here that kind of are talking about kind of these general things. So Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians, he says, all things are lawful. But then I would say go read this in context as well. But he's talking about some, like, Jewish and Greek differences. And nothing pertains to salvation. Nothing is a sin. But he's saying here, like, there are some things that are lawful. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. And then he ends the chapter saying, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. And in 1 Timothy, he also says, everything created by God is good. Nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. This is a man-made app, so I'm not like equivocating like that. But the principle stands.
Yeah, and it's applicable to all of our lives.
Right. It stands that there are things that can be used for good or for bad. Hey, our mouths are that way. We can build people up or we can tear people down with our mouths.
Well, it's even like, you know, the Bible says, if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out.
Yeah.
So, like,
I just read that verse in Greek, by the way. It was cool.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, benefits of learning Greek.
Yes.
But no, like, the eye is not something that is inherently bad.
Right.
But, it'll help. It's so helpful. It's enlightening to so many people. But to some people, your eye could be causing you to stumble. It could be causing you to fall into temptation. It could be, you know, it's causing you to turn away from the Lord. And that's, you know, that's what the Bible is saying there. Gouge it out.
Yeah. Because he says it's
I'm not telling you all to go gouge out your eyes, literally. But, like, the point stands. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. But if it's causing you personally to stumble, get rid of it.
Well, and he says because it's better to lose a limb than your soul. Like, it comes down to the soul. And I think in Ephesians, Paul also says, make the best use of the time because the days are evil. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. He talks about as for people who are in, like, now in Christ, like, at one time we walked in darkness, but now we walk in the light of the Lord. We walk as children of the light. So Now it's we can discern what is right and pleasing to the Lord. Don't take part in the unfruitful worlds of darkness, but expose them, for it's shameful to even speak of things they do in secret. So there's just kind of these verses that stand. You know, in Romans he says, don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. These things can be used for good or for very bad. And I think when it comes to social media, especially, you have to have a lot of personal knowledge of yourself. Mm-hmm. And also you need to be able to take criticism is maybe the right word, but like take points from others, because you know, you might not necessarily know how much it affects you until you get rid of it. Yes. And your friends might even be able to help you figure that out as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it too, you know, I've seen some of my friends who got social media at a very young age, it affects them more negatively than it mm-hmm. does mm-hmm. to some of my friends who got it at an older age.
Yeah.
I think it's more addicting whenever you get it younger, and mm-hmm. it's more tempting to compare yourselves to others or to, you know, use it for worse things. But with that kind of like addicting aspect of, like, being on it all the time, I was reading some data from the on the National Library of Medicine, and they, one of the things I read was that this data was from 2021, but at that point 8th and 10th graders spent an average of 3.5 hours per day on social media. And
my goodness,
what's crazy, I really truly think that got worse. And I don't even think it's just, I mean, we were like, what, 11th grade then, so that was around our age. I don't think it's gotten any better for people our age. That's worse. The thing, I think that, yeah, no, it's crazy. Even it's just, that's so many hours of your day.
Yeah.
And that's, and you don't even realize it too.
No, you don't. And it's so easy to get sucked in. And I think on the whole, I lean against social media. I know I have mm-hmm. it. But like I've said, I have very specific reasons. And I also mentioned that on like the last episode as well, but I have very specific reasons mm-hmm. of why I have it. Like, I will use it as a platform to kind of, like, share yes. thoughts with my friends otherwise wouldn't hear. And it's very helpful to stay in contact mm-hmm. with friends who are in other countries, because I have multiple, including my brother. And, like, messages doesn't necessarily work in all countries yeah. either. So, like, there's good reasons, but I tend to lean heavily against it, actually.
Because I think that with our society right now, as it's having more negative effects than it's having positive effects. Mm-hmm. It has positive effects, yes. Mm-hmm. And I do think we should acknowledge those. But it's having more negative effects on our society. People are spending so many more hours on it. It's causing, you know, mental health issues, depression, anxiety. It's only making those worse. Mm-hmm. But I think on an individual level, if you know yourself and you know that you can regulate and you're using it for good reasons, and you know that if it's starting to get a little bit too toxic for you, that you have the self-control to remove that, I think on an individual level, I mean, I also have social media. I'm not saying get rid of your social media, mm-hmm. but as a whole, overall, it is bad. And it's crazy. You know, some kids getting a account so young now, and I don't know. It's interesting to me, too, to see how social media has changed for myself over the years. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time when I was much more, like, I was a lot more sharing, like, political and religious thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. Just because I knew the community I was in, no mm-hmm. one else really heard those.
Right.
And I think that was good. Now I rarely do those, but, I mean, for me, at this point in my life, I love looking back on my highlights on my profile and my, like, posts. Those are more like, I'm like, I don't expect anyone to go through those.
Yeah,
but like, I want to see what I was doing senior year of high school. Like,
yeah.
I want to see what 10 pictures were my favorite from my summer at camp in 2021.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see, like, what 10 pictures really meant the most to me to recap my year in 2020. Like those, I love going back and looking at those more than I love looking at other people's posts. But there have been points in my life where I will get on Instagram and I will have viewed every story and every post available to me that day. And that was not, like, I follow, like, hundreds of people. Like, it's not even like I follow, like, 50 people. Like, I follow a lot of people. So that's a lot of posts and a mm-hmm. lot of stories. And like, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
But I know, like, I was just so, I was on it all the time that I always saw them. Very, very glad to say that I have not, that has not happened to me in years at this point. But I do think it's, and you know, Chloe and I are definitely not perfect about it. We probably spend way too much time on it still. But I think if you're able to recognize that and kind of like, you know, actively work towards getting better at it, that's a good thing too.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's absolutely not necessary to life. Like, once, I think at the beginning, I guess the middle of my freshman semester here, I got locked out of my account.
Mm-hmm, and I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I couldn't get back in because I had, like, the two-factor identification and their codes didn't work. It was, like, so dumb. But I didn't have it for, like, those 2 months. And that was actually so great, like, to just take a break from it. And it was a forced break, but it was a good needed break nonetheless. And I've really taken a liking to that. And, like, I will delete it all the time. However, I actually do have jobs for social media, two jobs actually, that I need to like maintain a standing and a like a good face for programs on social media. So I also still have to do it for that. But no, like, I totally agree with you. It's really fun to look back. Like, there's one post last year. It was like in the middle of the semester, and there were just like these little moments that I really enjoyed, and I shared them. And like, it's my favorite post because like Maddie Grace and I are like, it was a video from when we went to DC, and we're really tired.
My favorite posts aren't always the ones that come from a specific event, but that recap a period. Like, oh, these, like, the my favorite time. Moments recently. Or, like, when I've spent a whole summer at camp and I just choose pictures from it. It's not like, oh, like, here. Like, I know the event posts are great, too, but
yeah,
it's just fun to, like, remember those moments of joy.
I love the birthday posts with my brother. I think those are my favorite ones because they're, like, all my favorite memories. But, you know, like, and then there's that, there's this side of social media. But like, at the same time, there's so much, there's a whole dark side to it. And we're going to go in that next week. We're not going to dive into that today specifically. We just kind of want to talk about social media as a whole. And I think, like, especially with Instagram, which kind of takes a cue from both Snapchat and TikTok at this point, because now you have reels, these little videos you can watch over and over again, and then that just kind of keep going. Like, they will move for you, like, so you just like can sit there and watch them for a long time. It's very bad. You know, it's not necessarily just posts anymore. It's like these reels that you can find as well. But it's interesting because it's become such a pinnacle of the culture. Like, now that we have people that are social media influencers, like, that is their job. They make content to post on Instagram because that's what they do to make money. And that's crazy to me that like women are sharing all their fashion, all their hair inspo, all their things. And like, it's crazy like that people are making tons of money off of this app.
Yeah.
And all they're doing is posting videos about random things.
It's crazy. It's literally created an entire career.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even just like an alteration or like a new platform for a career to, which it started as like a way for other careers to gain notability, but now it's literally created a new career, which I don't necessarily think is inherently bad. I just think it's odd. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, if you're an influencer, you're like awful. Like I follow influencers, which is like crazy to say, but it's just still weird at the same time. Like, it's a very odd kind of situation. But I don't know, it makes me think too, like, what there's gonna be whenever we're like 20, 30 years from now.
I know. Be a whole new and I look back too, and like, I mean, I don't think my parents did anything wrong. You don't really know what you're getting into with social media. I don't think I will let my kids have it till like they're in high school. Like, there's just no need for it. And like, I mean, I did have it like when I was younger to be, you know, fashion, you know, in the fashion world, whatever.
I think it depends on the whatever kid that too. Is. Like,
for sure. But yeah. I even like, it's especially still... for men, I really just don't like it. Like, I really respect people that aren't on it, honestly. Which should tell me something about myself. Like, maybe I should be off of it. I don't know. I go back and forth, you know? And well, right now, like, I outweigh the benefits of it. The benefits outweigh the detractors of it for me at this point because I know how to like control it in my life. You know, like it's not such a detriment.
And I also think the reason why it's so like encouraging and respectable to see people who don't have it is because whereas, you know, you can have social media and still have it in a healthy way and be using it well, like it's also so very easy not to. And to see someone who has the ability, like the self-control to recognize that it would not be a good thing for them, I think that's kind of what's respectable about it, mm-hmm. is that it could just be so easy for them to have it anyway. Mm-hmm. But like, you know what? Nope, this wouldn't be great for me. So they don't have it.
They just don't have it. And I think that's so good. It's an interesting place out there. And you know, it can be used, again, for both good and bad things. And we're really going to dive a little bit deeper into kind of what this means.
I think it's really easy. You know, we talked a little bit on this episode about us, you know, starting getting into it, its effects on youth, like 13 to 15 year olds. But I think it's easy to start kind of taking that away once you look at like college aged, you know, young adults. And you're like, oh, like you've made it out of the teen years. You can have social media now, mm-hmm. and it not be like a bad thing. But going back to that article I was mentioning earlier, they actually said on there that they did a small randomized controlled trial on college-aged young adults, and they found that limiting their social media use to 30 minutes daily over 3 weeks led to huge improvements in like their severity of depression.
Wow.
Which is insane. Which cool. You know, it's a small controlled group, but still, you know, maybe it makes me think maybe we should all start limiting ourselves to that much. I mean, even either it's crazy because there's so many ways that it affects you, whether it's depression or anxiety or like your physical body as well. Are you hunched over looking at a phone all day? But you know, I think that just shows that it inherently isn't bad, but instead it's how you're using it, and not just in teenagers. I mean, college-aged young adults, or even, you know, if you're in your 30s or if you know, you're in your 50s, like whatever it may be. But I think it's encouraging to see that too. I don't know if encouraging is the right word, but to know that it's not just, oh, I made out of high school, I should all be better. But for us as like young women, everyone is struggling with it. But also, mm-hmm. I think everyone is finding ways to work with it for the good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're using social media, if we're using any media to encourage one another to get on it less, I think that'd be kind of cool, you know?
Yeah. Like, I see videos all the time. They're mm-hmm. like, put your phone down. Go do something else.
Stop scrolling. Go do something else. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should go do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and there's so much more to this conversation, and that's what we're going to dive into next time. We're going to talk about the facade on an individual level that social media presents to the individual. And we're just going to talk about really some of the really detrimental harms and scary side of social media, and talk about that on an individual level. As always, my name is Chloe Nolan,
and I'm Mattingly Watson,
and this is Fact of Life.
The Fact of Life podcast can be found at Fact of Life Podcast on Instagram or at Fact of Life Pod on Twitter. Reach out to the host at factoflifepodcast@gmail.com or send a message on Instagram or Twitter. Listen to the Fact of Life anywhere you get your podcasts, especially right here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Fact of Life.